Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We're here to bring laughter and levity to your day. I tell my embarrassing stories. Mary Kate tells hers. You tell yours. We tell yours. It's embarrassing all around. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red.
How was your week, Katie?
Oh, we were just together.
I know.
We were marching in protest.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a highlight of my week. Yeah, to be honest.
It was great to be out amongst the people. It was a good time. It was a good cause.
People are hilarious with their signs. And
yeah, we saw some funny signs for sure.
A lot of unity and a lot of resistance. It's great.
Yep.
That's like the best part probably of my week.
My week was good. So coming off of the last episode, I talked about my trip to Big Bear, which was so much fun. Sebastian caught a fish, which no one could believe.
The biggest fish I think I've seen.
It was the only one in our group that caught a fish. Only a child caught a fish. He had beginner's luck. He was so excited. He did not win, but he showed the fish to everyone he came across as we walked it to get weighed. It was really cute.
How much did it weigh?
It was 2 pounds, which was, you know, it was a nice rainbow trout. It was a respectable fish.
Yeah. Did anyone say, are you going to eat that?
Several people said that, and I felt really bad because we were not going to eat that because we were not in LA, and I also don't know how to fillet a fish, so but, you know.
Well, it's great. It was a beautiful day.
He caught a fish.
They put a bunch of, $10,000 trout out there, right, and
no one caught it.
They're so smart, or whatever they did.
People caught two of the tagged trouts, but they weren't the $10,000 trouts. And if you caught a tagged trout, you did get $500.
Ooh, that's great. Okay.
So it was just really fun. We had a great time, and I would go do it again. Oh, and one little embarrassing thing that happened to my husband and I on the trip was – I have fished before. He hasn't fished before. So, pretty much right after he threw it out there, he spaghetti stringed his entire, spool, and it went everywhere, and I was making fun of him so badly, and then I did it, too.
And then you did it, too.
We both put our poles out of commission. I had, 10 minutes left. He did it 10 minutes in, but still.
Oh, and he couldn't use his... Rod?
I mean, it would take forever. You have to basically, untangle everything. Right. It's a nightmare. Or just, cut it and restring it. But, the captain of the boat already did that once for him, and he did it again.
I'm not doing it.
We're like, okay, that's it. We'll just leave it.
Decommissioned.
Yeah, Sebastian did great and caught a fish, and we ruined our poles. So good times.
Good times.
We need more practice, and we'll do that.
Yeah, I grew up fishing with my grandfather, and he would catch the fish and then pull it up and then, slap it. This is how I remember it. And I was
slap
five,
it.
But he would slap it down on the counter and gut it immediately and then flip it open and rip out the bones. And
I've never done that. I'm going to be honest. I don't really want to do that.
No, I wouldn't either. I didn't want to eat it either. And he'd be like, oh, you're eating it. You're eating this catfish.
It's all, it's pretty gross.
I like that feeling when you're reeling it in because you think you might
That's
have a
the
nibble.
Best feeling.
And then it's this big old
piece
carp.
Of seaweed. That's what I had.
That's a big old tire. It's a dead body.
I caught a piece of seaweed. That's what I caught.
Did you?
I did.
Nice.
Yeah, I was
proud
of it.
That's really good eating.
It was prize seaweed, I got to say. Okay. It was a prize winning piece of seaweed.
Dry that out and try to give it to my son sometime because he won't eat it. He doesn't eat it.
This next caller, her name is Taylor. I found her on TikTok. I thought her story was so funny and relatable. Her handle on TikTok is @mama_5. So X5SAHM. So stay at home mom. So @mama_X5SAHM. Go give her a follow and let's call her up and hear her story.
Let's do it.
Hello.
Hi, Taylor. You're on with Katie and Mary Kate of the Beat Red Podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We're very excited to hear your story today.
Thank you so much for doing this.
So I know it. Mary Kate doesn't know it. So she's hearing it blind for the first time
with everyone else. This is my favorite part. I don't even know what's going to happen.
Yep.
Okay. So where do you want me to start?
You can just jump right in. You can share as many details as you want. We love a long and entertaining story. Yep. So yeah, get into it whenever you're ready.
Okay. Well, so basically, I am a nurse and I now stay at home with my kids. So I had a family reach out to me and asked if I did, side jobs taking care of people. And I said, yeah, I mean, I can. So they just needed someone to put him to bed at night. And he was in a motorcycle accident. He was very young and he needed help going to bed. So I would go over to his house and help him go to bed because his legs did not work.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like paralyzed from the waist down. So basically I would go there at night, help him get into bed, change him, all of that. Well, my kids would always say, like, are you going to that man's house? And because they always forgot what his name was. And I'm not going to disclose his name. Just,
no, of course.
You know.
Yeah.
But, and I would tell them all the time, like, well, his name is this. And they were like, okay, are you going to this man's house? I'm like, yes, I'm going to go there tonight. So then one day my daughter was like, you know, I told my teacher that you go to a man's house and you get in bed with him. And I was like,
oh, no.
I was like, what? You said what? So I was like, you said that? And she was like, yeah, I told her that you go over there at night and you get in bed with something.
So like, oh my God. This teacher's like, oh, really?
Kids say the darndest things.
Like, okay. So why did we say that? And she was like, well, my teacher was asking what our mommies did for our jobs, and I told her that you go to bed with a guy at night.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, oh my gosh, this is really great.
This
and
is worse.
The best part is like, we are a very small town and we are a very well known family. And the teacher knows our family very well and knows that I am married. So it's mortifying. And I was like, do I reach out to her and say, like, hey, I actually don't go to bed with a guy at night. I actually help him get to bed.
Yeah. Like, I'm a saint and a nurse. And, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, do I say something to her or do I just stay quiet about it? But then, like, you know, rumors are a great thing in a small town. So I'm like, I don't know how to go about this.
Yeah. I would nip that in the bud.
Yeah. You got to just address it right out, like head on. Just take it on.
Well, I didn't. I just, I was like,
I love it. I love it.
Because I didn't want, I don't know. I just,
no,
I was
get
nervous
it.
And I was dumbfounded and I was like, I cannot believe this. Right,
I'm gonna let it roll.
Right. So the news of the town is probably that I sleep with other guys at night, but it's fine.
So you just not, so you don't know. You don't know what happened. What came of it?
No, I have no idea. Oh, I didn't tell her and I kept it as it is.
You know, you could just start this is a terrible idea. But you could just be like, oh, my daughter has such a wild imagination. Just put that out there on the streets. You know, like, oh, she is very creative with her thoughts. Just kind of discredit.
Yeah, well, and my kids, they told their grandma that one day, too. Like,
okay, no.
My mother-in-law was watching them, and my son was like, yeah, my mommy's been going to bed with a guy at night. And I was like,
what?
And so she was like, yeah, didn't know if we needed to talk about something. Like,
it's like
no.
A game of telephone. She's
there
going spreading to bed with
that
him.
Info all over town. You better address
like,
that.
We don't need to talk about anything. Actually, everything is great.
But yeah. Also, they said that's your job. So
that's your job. Exactly. Right. That's a totally different thing. That is
like, I mean, the teacher, for all I know, probably thinks I'm like a prostitute of the town.
Yeah.
Seriously.
What's your mommy's job? She lays with guys in bed at night.
For her job.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know.
That don't have legs, yeah.
Oh, then that's like a different spin too.
It's good times over here with kids.
Oh no,
yeah, they find a way to embarrass you every time.
They do, and
oh,
this
every
is
single
so,
time.
Such a good one though, because I mean, there's nothing you could do. You cannot. I think it's just it's out there, but it's really funny, and the teacher probably knew, and the teacher didn't bring it up, so I think you're good.
No, well, and my thing is like, if I bring it up to the teacher, like, is she gonna think I'm lying? Like. Trying to like overcompensate, you know? So,
yeah. So, listen, about how my daughter told you that, that's definitely not true. That's not a thing that I do.
Yeah. Just whatever she says, please don't listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean,
exactly.
You're a nurse. That's amazing. And round of applause to
yes.
you for all you do. And
yeah.
It's definitely not an easy job. And it's not something most people can do. So you're over there being a saint, getting
yes,
accused
I wouldn't worry
of
about.
Being a slut. So,
you know?
Right.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
But thank you so much for sharing that. That was so funny. And we
yes,
loved it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you guys.
Hope you have an amazing rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Not funny.
Oh, that's so funny. It's like it is. It's almost like the 1800s where your reputation could be smeared by someone who saw you. Yeah. Like in the wrong side of town or something.
You know? It's bananas.
This is from Anonymous and they write, I was recently ordering food from one of my favorite lunch spots in Pasadena, The Hat. It's maybe the best pastrami sandwich. It is so good. Yeah, I love that place. The pastrami is chef's kiss. Anyway, it's maybe the best pastrami sandwich I've ever had. Sometimes it's really crowded. It should be noted that here, you take a ticket and wait for your number to be called and pick up your food. So they give you your number and you can just like sit down in the restaurant. It's so nice. Mm-hmm. On this particular day, I came in and noticed two older gentlemen sitting in the waiting area. We smiled at each other and I forgot about them. While waiting, I did that phone drowning thing so many people do where you look down, do some texting, come up for air, look around, remember where you are, and then dive back into your phone. I looked up and saw one of the men from the table I saw earlier staring at me intensely.
Ew.
So that happens, right, to you? Like
sometimes.
You're on your phone and you look up and you just like see someone staring at you. Or you see something like fucked up, then you like look back down, mm-hmm. forget about it. So this man is just like staring at her intensely.
Mm-hmm. He's
so
into it.
Smiling. He wants to hit it.
He's
smiling.
Into it.
I gave him. Katie, how did you know? What if he was just staring at her like she had a booger or something? You're like, he wants some of that.
He wanted that.
Smiling, I gave him a little wave and went back to my phone. My order was taking way too long. The two gentlemen were still waiting as well. I got up to go check on things at the takeout counter, and one of the men got up and joined me. What's your number? I said politely as he stepped up beside me. Well, he said, I'll have to get yours because I'm from out of town and I'm married.
Ew.
I know, right? Are you kidding me?
Ew.
Like, who does that? Like, so ballsy and stupid. I blushed immediately because this was not what I meant at all. I was asking him what his order number was to see where they were in the line. He had clearly misunderstood me, and he clearly cheated on his wife from time to time. I then realized I'd have to clarify, which was mortifying. Oh, no. What's your order number? I asked. Then, just because, I added, I'm married. Now, you'd think he'd be embarrassed for having admitted to me that he'd get my number when he was married, but he just played it off. Ah, what a shame, he said with a little wink. Disgusted, I waited for my order in silence and avoided all eye contact with the man who awkwardly stood next to me until they called his number. That is ballsy.
Gross.
Balls to the wall.
Yeah.
Just telling
but
someone.
But he's the one that should be embarrassed because he misunderstood what she was asking, which was really funny.
Right.
But that is embarrassing.
Right. I mean, he just was like going to come Mac on her like it was the bar in the 1980s. I don't know what that means.
You
but
love to say
good.
Mac.
I like to say they're Mackin. They're Mackin.
Okay.
He wanted to Mac with her.
I have another story from Liv.
What
if
is it,
you
Katie
remember
Mac?
Liv, she's written us multiple hilarious stories. The most memorable is the two girls, one cup grandfather story.
So good.
The story she's sharing.
Parrot's my favorite.
And the parrot. The story she's sharing today happened to her 8 nephews around Christmas time, the year before her grandfather passed away.
8 nephews, okay.
Okay, get this. This in itself, I'm like, this is insane. Like, is this real? Like, how can this be real?
Okay.
As you know from a prior story, my brothers are all quadruplets. The same year, my brothers each had twin sons born within the same week apart.
Is this
so they're
real?
All the same age.
Is this real?
I'm like, what?
That's a math problem right there.
But I feel like they would be in the newspaper. I mean, were they in the newspaper, Liv? They probably were. Like, were they in the papers for that? Like,
have you made the Guinness Book?
8 twins from a set of quadruplets. Like,
that's
wild.
Wild.
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess that does sometimes happen with twins and quadruplets.
Yeah, if it runs in the family, sure, yeah.
But they, like, have kids around the same time. But, yeah, that's pretty fascinating. But they all had twins? Like, what?
That's wild.
What's in your blood?
I know.
What is in your twin blood?
What's going on? Or in your water?
Anyway, after I saw them at Christmas 2012, they all reassured me that the following year's holiday season would have a special rendition of a classic holiday song they'd be singing at their school's holiday song festival.
Aww.
Sure enough, the following year, the boys spent a good percentage of 2013 practicing their song. Here we are, holidays 2013, and I'm with my family visiting them in my home country as I do every holiday season, my home country being Norway. The boys at this point are all 8 years old. The music teacher introduces my nephews, and they take the stage dressed in their best suits, looking like handsome little gentlemen.
Cute.
Unbeknownst to me, four of them had just consumed a lot of soda backstage.
What?
The boys take their positions in front of the microphones. Then suddenly, four start farting and four start burping.
Wait, what?
And they're farting and burping jingle bells.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Are they really?
My family immediately started blushing. The teacher starts shouting to cut the mics, but even when the mics got cut, the farts and burps were loud enough to still be heard.
They could still fart. They can fart and burp on command like that?
It's a movie. Well, yeah, some people can. Haven't you heard people like burp songs before?
I have.
But the farting part, I'm like, how are they doing?
How are they doing that? And pitches? Also, why would they?
How are they changing pitches?
How are they changing farts? Pitches? I mean, that's a lot of practice. Wah,
wah, wah. I don't know. It's pretty funny, though. Even with the curtain pulled, the boys are finishing the song. They ran back to the stage and said, "Excuse us, happy holidays." Then they ran off the stage.
I would have thrown a tomato. at those kids.
I don't know. I'd be laughing pretty hard. I'd be like, it's a pretty great show. Because you know those school shows are so boring. Like, you wait and you watch your kid, and then you're like, oh my God, I have to sit here.
You're the music teacher standing over by the piano, and you worked your ass off for a whole entire year to get those kids ready for that recital. And then these kids, these assholes walk up and they fart and they burp. Come on, man.
As an audience member, I would be thrilled.
I probably would have laughed too.
Because they're the school plays, school like performances are the most boring thing ever. Like, it's pretty great to see them farping and farting.
Yeah, farping. Bells. That's a new word.
Farping, yeah.
Farp. Tell us your farp stories.
Anyway.
That's really good.
Okay, they ran off the stage before the teacher can catch them. When my family saw them after the show, my sister-in-laws all said to their sons, "What is wrong with you boys?" All they could do was burp and fart in fear. My brothers asked, "What do you have to say for yourselves?" The boys said they just wanted to bring holiday cheer. I asked, "How did you practice that without anyone hearing you?"
Good question. That's my question, too.
They said they practiced in the... I just think this is so funny. What? They said they practiced in the barn that's on one of my brother's properties, which is the family's ancestral home. My grandfather could only say, "That's my boys. That's the holiday spirit." My grandmother said, "Well, that explains the rhythmic noise I heard coming from the barn the last couple of months."
What? She's like tending to the sheep, and she's just like, and it's like farting and burping practice.
The music teacher found us and said the boys are banned from the holiday music festival for the rest of the time they attended the school. The boys are now 20, and when I saw them last year, I asked them if they remembered that performance, and they said yes. My stepson asked how they managed to not puke or shart, and all they gave for an answer was lots of practice and hope. When school resumed, the boys got both standing ovations and dirty looks from their teachers. Because of my nephews, their little sisters were always warned every holiday season at the school when they started attending the same school to not do what their brothers did, which I had to explain to them because they were only two at the time of jingle farts and burps bells.
What?
How nuts were my nephews to embarrass the family like that?
I mean, that's crazy. She has got some epic tales.
I know.
Liv, you gotta write a book. You gotta really write a tell-all. I mean, this is
She's
phenomenal.
Given us so many.
Well, what would you do if you were the person who had to stand up at the mic that has just been, you know, farting demolished on? by burps?
No, farts is worse. If you have to be in the
but
fart
there's
mic.
No mic on your butt.
Maybe they held it down there. Who knows?
Wait. Oh, God.
Then the next person has to sing with the farts in their mouth.
With the farts and, you just like singing, "Baby, It's Cold Outside," but just like with a shut mouth.
It stank outside.
Whoa. Kids are so creative.
So creative.
That is that's a good one. Liv, I really feel like we live your stories.
We do.
Liv.
We do.
Wow, that's good. All right. Well, here we go. This is from Anonymous, and they write, 2 days ago, I was with my two-year-old son in a beautiful park near my home. It was a stunning and cool morning, and birds were chirping, and the scent of 1,000 roses was in the air.
Wow.
Isn't that so nice?
It's idyllic.
I'm reading it so aggressively. Yeah.
Beautiful.
We slowly made our way past a bubbling stream where ducks were resting and turtles sunned themselves on sun-kissed stones. Beautiful day. Beautiful day.
It's a perfect day.
A little bunny hopped out among the most breathtaking display of colors and floral variety. It was hard not to feel like I'd entered nirvana. It was hard not to feel like everything is perfect in my orbit at that moment. It was, in fact, too good to be true. My son ran ahead of me to a fountain where there were cute children and their adults tossing coins in. Because he's 2 years old, he ran up to an old woman handing coins to her grandchildren and asked for one with his big eyes and his hand outreached. Aww. Right?
Yeah.
She smiled at him like he was an angel and handed him a penny. He turned around and tossed it in. Running to join him, I told him that Mama had some coins he could make a wish with and toss. I put my bag down on the ground, found some pennies, and began handing them around to the other children to reimburse them for their generosity. In that small window of time, while my back was turned, my son ran to my purse, pulled out a tampon, and threw it in the fountain. Can you believe? Just interrupting a serene moment like that, your tampon goes flying into this fountain.
That's pretty funny.
But I didn't know he'd done that because my back was turned. So all I saw was the crowd of people who had been standing there turn around and slowly walk away from the fountain. I turned around to see the tampon, my tampon, floating far into the large fountain bowl beyond my reach. And I saw my son's big smile and heard his laugh as he looked at me. He must have known exactly what he was doing. Why would he do that? Why? Kids can be so mysterious.
That's hilarious.
Then, even more mortifying, a gardener who worked there took a rake and raked it out. He raked out my floating tampon. What did I do? Did I thank him and retrieve the tampon? Did I go get it and throw it away? No, I didn't. I grabbed my son and I ran away. I'm a terrible coward.
Shuffle off the buffalo.
You got to jazz hands out of there.
Ignore it. Yeah. At that point, you're like, oh, I'm not going in there. Ew, gross. Weird. Like,
this place is really, really unsanitary.
Going down.
A fish could have died today. I got to go. Yeah, she said she never went back.
You got to run and hide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never show your face again.
Never.
Okay, my next story is anonymous, and she writes, I'm going to be 40 in a few months, but in my brain, I'm forever an immature teenager. Oh, I have a husband and a teenage son, so farts are just a normal part of our day. Mm. One morning before the sun was even up, my husband and I were in bed as I was asking him what he wanted for breakfast before he headed off to work for the day. One of our cats had a habit of laying on my butt at night. I'm a stomach sleeper. And I guess for some reason, my rear was the most comfortable place she could find until the event. I know. I can't imagine. I feel like that'd be uncomfortable to have a cat sleeping on your butt. But yeah. I could never sleep on my stomach either.
Me
like,
neither.
Yeah.
It'd be warm for your butt.
Warm butt. A butt warmer. I guess in the winter, it's lovely. Yeah. If they live somewhere cold.
A butt quilt.
Cat butt quilt.
Cat butt quilt.
I always let a huge one rip every morning. Okay. My family calls. Your face is so
this cat bad. Is about to get
my family calls it my good morning fart. They always laugh and what? Joke they know when I'm awake because that's just what I do.
I mean, okay, really quick pause. So this family is like, oh, your early morning
mom's
fart.
Awake.
Mom's awake, you little.
She rips it in
that's
the morning.
That's what they hear before you come down the steps. It's just a huge, enormous fart. They're like, okay, mom, I was waiting for you to wake up, but I need help with my homework.
She ripped it.
She ripped it.
Well, with our sweet cat Penelope peacefully sleeping away, I let it rip. It was probably one of the loudest and most
the cat died.
Thunderous farts I have ever let go. The Merlot I had the night prior probably contributed.
I love this my unraveling of her life.
I know. My husband immediately said, my God, you made the bed vibrate with that one.
Was her husband in bed too?
And we both immediately laughed. He was in bed too. But then he wasn't laughing. Our cat was obviously a little scared after being blasted on by my sphincter. So she jumped up and landed on my husband, who was laying on his back with all of her claws out.
Oh,
she landed in a very sensitive spot for men.
She landed on his dick.
So not only am I laughing because of how she reacted, but my husband is no longer laughing. He's screaming in pain.
Okay. Okay. So the covers are off. Her husband is butt naked.
I don't know if he's naked. It doesn't say. Okay. Let's picture it naked. Okay. Maybe
so he's
naked.
Naked. She has a bottle of Merlot like tipped over next
to her. Maybe they're both naked. I like picturing her farting on the cat naked too. That's pretty funny. I wasn't picturing that for either, but I do like that better for the story.
I think it's good for the story. If Monet were painting this, that's probably maybe how it would go.
I like it better.
And the cat.
And it's like a big fat orange cat. That's what I see.
Yeah, big fat. Is that a tabby
Penelope,
cat?
Penelope, a tabby cat, yeah.
And then what happened? Did he?
The cat jumps up and lands on the husband.
Scratched on his penis.
Then our kids ran in to make sure this wasn't turning into a Dateline episode. Fortunately, my husband recovered from the claws to his undercarriage, but Penelope never returned to the warmth and comfort of my rear that blasted her away by accident. Oh, she chose to sleep at our feet after that.
Yeah, I would too. I would pack my bags if I was Penelope, and I'd be like, this place is over.
Penelope's like, fuck this shit. Yeah,
fuck this shit. I warm your butt all night. That's
she
the
got blasted.
She got blasted. Whoa.
She landed right on his nuts.
Okay.
Claws to the nuts. Yeah, maybe he was naked.
I think he must
It's a better
naked.
Story if he is.
It's a better story if he doesn't want
and if
covers.
She is. It's yeah. a better story if they both are. But now the cat's fur stinks, and you need to give it a bath.
Ew, okay. God, you do, yeah. Ugh, God, poor Penelope. Oh, but don't come back as that cat. All right. This is a really short one, but good one. I thought maybe we could, I don't know, delve into it a little bit. I like, what would you do? What would I do? Mm-hmm. Unlike anything we've ever had before. So
okay. We like
without
that.
Without further ado, mm-hmm. This is from Reddit and Gross But Not True, which that's the name.
Yeah.
Gross But Not True. We hope this is true. Mm-hmm. But writes, I've played trumpet for 10 years. One time, the trumpet players on my immediate left and right both chose to clear their spit valves at the same time.
Ew.
I was trying to hit a very high note. So imagine, this guy is trying to hit a high note on his trumpet, and then these two, you know, clowns to the left and to the right of him empty their spit valve, and he's trying to hit a high
on
note.
The trumpet, isn't that like a little thing that you like move? But like the spit yeah. actually like comes out
it comes
of it,
out.
Doesn't it? Which is so freaking
it's
gross.
Disgusting. I know.
Yeah, I never thought about that, but yeah, that's
yeah,
nasty.
It goes like on the ground.
Yeah. Ew, when they're like playing.
Yeah, the, yeah.
It's just.
Well, before they play. I mean.
Like gathering and.
It just, it's like a, yeah, it's like a punk concert from CBGB's. I don't know.
But it's the trumpet.
But it's banned in eighth grade. So in the ensuing cloud of mucus, spit, and high-pitched squealing, I stood trying not to gag. So they spit and he's like hitting a high note and he stands up hitting the high note, which I think is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, it's not.
No, I'm just trying to picture. I'm like picturing it. I'm like, is the spit on him? Like,
so
what
he's
happened?
He's trying not to gag. He stands up. He's still hitting the high note.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote, I ended up vomiting in my mouthpiece.
Ew. Well, of the trumpet?
Believe? Yeah. He stands up.
Does
he
it go
spit
into
on.
The trumpet? Does he have to empty the spit valve
well,
of throat?
He writes, let me tell you, you have to blow really hard to get vomit to come out of the spit valve.
Ew.
I know. That's a set of problems I've never had.
That's really gross.
I didn't
gross.
Know that they existed, that you gotta, you know, because, but you know what? The joke was on these clowns to the left.
What did
the
you
right.
play? I played flute.
I played trumpet.
You did? You
yeah.
played?
I played Isn't trumpet. No, it's not. Oh my God, no. I played trumpet
you
and
never
I played
puked in your trumpet?
Viola. I never puked in my trumpet, no. No.
Yeah, the spit valve is pretty gross. Do they have that on like the clarinet
I think
too?
They have it on all
saxophone.
Of,
it's on all the
definitely saxophone, definitely trombone. I think. Okay, we need an expert. Can a band teacher
some
email
spit
us?
Valve
set experts. Us straight. Yeah.
If you've puked into your instrument, that you can email us at beredpodcast@gmail.com.
It must have fallen on all of them, right? Because it's just an instrument. He's trying to hit a high note. And then barfs everywhere and that must land on them. So retaliation's a bitch, but
yikes.
They deserved it. They started it.
That's gross.
Yeah.
But did they start it or were they just like doing, they were just emptying
well,
their little valve?
Why are you going to do that to the, like on the same, you got to coordinate.
I don't know anything about that whole scene. So
I don't know anything about the spit valve movement.
Anything about the spit valve movement. So this is all new to me. I didn't even realize that was really
me
a thing.
We
so
need
now
more
we
stories.
Know.
That
is
your band story.
Crazy. Okay. My last two come from Cup of Joe blog, and the first one, Sally writes, this incident happened at least a decade ago, but still makes me cringe to this day. I went to a Mexican restaurant with my boyfriend at the time, along with his dad and his aunt. They all speak Spanish, but I don't. We placed our orders and continued chatting, and I must have been really wrapped up in the conversation. The waiter came back with a few plates of food, and I saw his aunt reach towards one in the center of the table and help herself. I guess I assumed it was an appetizer for everyone, so I helped myself too. Then everyone suddenly grew quiet, which I thought was weird, but also didn't think much of it. It was only after the fact that I realized what happened. What I thought was an appetizer for the table was really just his aunt's meal. Basically, I just grabbed food off of her plate without even asking or saying thank you. In my defense, everyone ordered in Spanish, so of course I didn't know what they were saying. I still want to crawl into a hole every time I'm reminded of that evening.
But it was in the middle of a table. It's free game.
Well, the server just like set it down. Oh. So the aunt like reached for her food on her plate. And this
was like,
yeah, she's like with her boyfriend's family. It's like first time meeting them. They all speak Spanish. And she's like, probably the white girl sitting there just stealing food off the plates.
I love that. That's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
I mean, bad first impression.
They all like grew something. They're like, oh, what the fuck? Like she's just like touching your food. Ew. Get your girlfriend in line.
Dump her immediately.
They were definitely talking shit about her in Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
After that, since she didn't understand anything. Ugh,
which is not good.
They were like,
They're like, she's starving. This is from Reddit, and it's tax2610.
Okay.
Writes, it wasn't for me, but for my cousin. His, meaning, I guess, the embarrassing story.
Mm-hmm.
His elementary school graduation about 20 years ago, they lived in the countryside and went to school in the neighboring village with several other kids because that's where the upper grades were. My aunt got completely plastered at home before they left. She took the train, and when the train stopped, she stumbled out onto the concrete, ripping her skirt, losing her dentures, and shitting herself.
Oh, my God.
Of the three carnations she was carrying, two were broken and the other one had the stem left. She was carrying three carnations. That's so funny to me. She just had three carnations for the graduation and then she landed on them when she fell out. Even though the local parents who were also on the train told her to go home, she just went to the school. She couldn't hold herself up and face planted into one of those metal bike racks sticking out of the school.
Oh my God.
I know.
What's happening?
One of the parents called an ambulance and they took her away while she was yelling some Lagsy Laxy song. Because of her, the whole thing started half an hour late. So Lagsy Laxy, I looked up, is that like a
UK band?
Budapest is a trumpeter from Budapest. So she's singing a song that's like, bah, 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 bah. Like, that is the funniest part to me.
Yeah.
With the carnations. And it's embarrassing for her.
I mean, it's horrible.
She needs to get into a program.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yikes. Okay. My last one, Catherine writes, let me set the scene. Grade 7, 13 years old, spin the bottle. So a few kids from class were staying after school to play spin the bottle amongst some trees close to the school playground. One of them, a very popular boy that I was harboring a 5-year-long crush for.
Wow.
Of course I was in and promptly called my mom to say I would be staying after to play on the swings and we would walk home later.
That's
so innocent.
Solid.
So demure. So the game starts, and it's as high stakes as you can imagine. I had never actually kissed anyone at this point, so it was pretty much the height of my sexuality at that point. I am up, and it's my turn to spin. And it lands on my crush. My prayers were answered.
Amazing.
The young man and I stand in the center of the circle and lean in for what I expect to be the most glorious moment of my entire life. And as our lips touch, rather than hearing angels, I hear, Katie! The group turns and looks toward the voice and scatters, and I see none other than my very own mother.
No, that's so embarrassing. Oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
She had walked the dog up to the school so I wouldn't have to walk home alone, surely expecting we were up to no good with cigarettes and intravenous drugs. I was absolutely mortified, convinced I could never show my face again, and my mom was going to call every parent and tell them about our sexual deviancy. She did not, thank goodness, but I did receive a stern talking to about honesty and whatnot, and that was my first kiss.
That is embarrassing, so embarrassing.
It is so embarrassing.
Everything went the right way, and you get to kiss your crush, and then your mom sees it and yells at you, and everyone scatters.
Your mom screwed
That's you. Awful. Oh,
she cock-blocked you.
That captured the feeling. So that's how I had my first kiss, was truth or dare. And I got
I was like, and you got busted by your mom?
No, but I spit my gum out and it landed in my hair.
Oh,
and I like,
no.
I literally was like trying to be cool and I spit my gum out.
Have you never told this story?
And it swung between us. And I was like trying to get it. And then, and then he leaned in and kissed me and I remember.
Did you leave the gum in your hair for the kiss?
I couldn't get it out. But so what I did was I like grabbed it and then held on to it and like leaned in to kiss him. It was so embarrassing.
How did you get it out of your hair?
I had to rip it out. So I basically ripped out a big chunk of my hair after my first kiss. But until that moment, the feeling of like, oh my God, here we go. That's me and William. We're going to do it.
That is so funny.
And then it got ruined.
I love it.
I felt that one so hard.
That's so good. That's our show.
That's our show.
We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, you can email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in the show notes. And if you can't beat them, join us.
See you next week.